That's so interesting. Okay, so I want to run it back just a little bit because on your
Okay.
second point that you mentioned, you talked about a woman knowing what she wants. But sometimes men can be intimidated by like an interview energy, right?
Yep.
What do you think that looks like?
I feel my brothers on that one. Who wants to be interviewed? So,
So what is the thin line between telling a man what you want so that she does not waste time and then interview energy?
all right. So, an interview, we feel like Ken in your Barbie world. All right. So, if anything comes out about what you do, I can tell you the average man is eliminating you. Right, because you're looking for what I can provide in your world, right? And it feels like you're interviewing me to posit to tell a great story to your girlfriends, right? So I can be eliminated before you know my soul, before you know my spirit, before you know who I am.
Come
You're
on.
eliminating me based upon the dollar amount that I make. You're trying to figure out what car I drive, what part of town do you live in? Men see through all of these questions. Right. Now, granted, you need to ask these questions, but a wife, you know,
Strategic
what a man
strategy.
sees in a, do you like me?
Yeah.
All right. Do you like me? See, I'm here because I like you. Right.
But
I'm not interviewing you the same way you're interviewing me. Right. Whether you're a school teacher or a banker. I like you. I'm gonna go out with the woman I like the best. Do I care about going on vacations in Bali? No, you do. I'm happy going to Hilton Head. But because I like you, I'll go to Bali. But if you like me, will you come to the Cheesecake Factory with me? Right? If we're not going to Little Alley Steak, I get you like Little Alley Steak. I get it. It's better than Cheesecake Factory. But if you like me, can you be happy at Cheesecake because you like me?
So let me ask you a question before you get to that part, though, because a lot of women don't know if they like a person because they haven't spent enough time with the
Right.
person to know. So before she even goes through the stage of that, I do feel like, and that's why this conversation is so interesting when you just said that the question that a woman to ask is, what do you do? And that will almost immediately eliminate her to a man. That's so interesting because I do feel like that's one of the first questions that a woman has.
Well, ask it in a different way.
Strategy.
What do you enjoy about what you do? Oh, snap. Well, yeah, now you're asking me. What do I enjoy about what I do?
Okay, just
I
a
love
few.
talking to people. You know, I love mixing in, you know, faith and psychology. I really love helping people. I love transforming. I like to see the transformation happen in an hour. I
Yeah.
like to see people come in one way and leave another woman. What do you mean leave in another way? Oh, now you into what I'm actually
Leaning in,
saying,
yeah.
right? Okay. Well, how did you get into it? Well, you know what? My whole family are healers, but it was a high school in high school career day that a psychologist came in, Dr. Carter at Morehouse, and I said, I didn't know that was a real job. Never heard of that. Now she's like, what was it that Dr. Carter said? See, now you're into me. Men don't have a problem talking about what we do.
They
If I'm a
just don't want to
pilot, don't
seem
ask
like
me
it.
where and, you know, where have I flown internationally and all this, but ask me who got me into flying. Was it scary the first time? Be into me. So if you come in trying to get to know the person, yes, you need to, you know, I have two daughters. I want to know, I'm going to ask them to know about the guy. But not interviewing him to where it's all about finances or what fits your superficial list. Get to know him intentionally from a spiritual and deep level, and you have that brother calling you because no one's taught me like that. Men of affluence will actually understate their wealth. They won't. What do
They're
you
not
do?
gonna
I just
say it
do a
up.
little business here or that.
They're not even
They
gonna
will
say
be
it up front.
very evasive. All
Yes.
right, because I'm not sure what you're here for, but the woman
Yeah.
who's into him, and even the man who sees this woman as a challenge, is already thinking of ways to level up to be impressive to her. That's why a lot of men delay on getting a wedding ring. They're like, there's a special way, not only in which I want the ring to look for her, but also there's a certain lifestyle I want to create for her.
Okay.
Because I love her. I like her, but I don't want to lose this woman because I'm intimidated. I am going to be more open to how to provide a lifestyle that this type of woman who appreciates me. But at the same time, and every man tell you, if I lost it all, she'll still be with me.
So let me ask you this, because I want to lean into that real quick, because I do have a friend that is literally dealing with something to this effect right now.
Okay.
Specifically, when you said that a man will hold off on a ring because he wants to provide a certain amount or a certain type of lifestyle first. Sometimes it could be a turn off to.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, on Hardly Initiated, we talk a lot about leveling up financially, mentally, and spiritually, but there is a reality that we have to face. Financial stress can affect us way more than we realize. It's not just about what's in your bank account. It's about the toll that money worries can take on your mental health and your relationship. In fact, at the start of 2026, roughly 88% of Americans reported feeling some form of financial stress. It brings on anxiety, it disrupts your sleep, and for many couples, it's one of the leading sources of conflict. I've realized that struggling with money or feeling overwhelmed by it doesn't mean that you failed. Sometimes it's about the beliefs we grew up with or just trying to figure it all out on our own. It's something important to remember that therapy isn't for financial advice. It's for managing stress, shame, or anxiety that comes with those financial hurdles. It helps you unpack your relationship with money and build healthier coping strategies so you don't feel alone in the process. What I appreciate about BetterHelp is that they make the process of finding support simple. They have over 30,000 therapists who are fully licensed in the United States and follow a strict code of conduct. When you sign up, you'll fill out a short questionnaire, and their therapist match commitment means that they do the work to find the right fit for your specific needs and goals. They've served over 6 million people globally, and if you ever feel like your match isn't quite right, you could switch to a different therapist at any time. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up now and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/heartlyinitiated. That's betterhelp.com/heartlyinitiated.
A woman that's been dating a man for a particular amount of time, and it seems like he just keeps dragging things on. And he says, I just want to get stuff in order first. But for a woman that is a ride or die, okay, well, why do you have to wait for a ring? Like, why do you have to wait on commitment for that? Because I'm right here and I'm clearly building this with you anyway.
All right. So you could be talking about a couple of different things. You could be you could have a guy who's hiding insecurities or hiding hesitancy to get married. He does not think that he is good at marriage. He's like, ooh, I don't know if I'll be good at marriage, or I want us to stay together. But marriage, that's for real. One, every man goes through this. Am I ready to be great at marriage? Come on now, be real. All right. Am I ready to be great at marriage? Or do you need to do some self-work? Number two, do I have the provisions so that I like the way I show up beside her? It's not her. Do I like how I position myself, right? I'll talk about one of my favorite people on the planet. I only met her once, Keke Palmer, right? So when I move heavily into the podcast space, Keke Palmer is going to be one of my interviews, right? And I was telling my wife, I was like, but you know, I'm from Decatur, but I spent a lot of time in LA. My wife's from LA, right? Yeah. So I understand LA. I was like, if Keke Palmer was my wife, I wouldn't care if she was singing with Usher. That comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. It just is what it is. It doesn't bother Russell with Sierra. It doesn't bother A$AP Rocky. You just have to understand Michelle Obama. It just comes with the territory. You have to be able to move in that lane.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the man has to be secure. So part of it is being able to have a transparent conversation and say, hey, babe, marriage to me, this is a conversation our parents used to have. Marriage to me is more important than what the ring looks like. Can we have a real practical conversation about that? Right? We can always upgrade rings. Do you not see? We can all, when our income increases, we can always upgrade the ring. Hey, if we can, if this is about finances, I don't really want to have a wedding. Right? You don't have to pay for the wedding and the ring. Right? We can just do the ring and move forward. Does that make sense? What is it that has you hesitating on marriage? Let's have a real conversation about that. Matter of fact, the average couple is now doing something called the SYMBIS. S-Y-M-B-I-S, saving your marriage before it starts, right? And it's where you start talking about what the merger between two, use the 20-page report, talking about how you're aligned, right? And that report will bring out a lot. And so men, it allows men to be able to have structured conversations about relationships and marriage. So my advice to your friend would be not to just be silent and not to challenge him, but to have a real conversation and for her to express what she needs. I would like to get married in the next year. How can we make that happen? Right. Let's talk about all the finances. Let's talk about what it means. But to me, the commitment is more important than the finances. And if finances are an issue, when can we begin to have a practical conversation about those? And so they don't see that. They don't see that with married couples. Married couples had that conversation. You don't think married couples are having that conversation right now in this administration with people being laid off, black men and black women being laid off and being able to build wealth? Why can't we have that conversation while we're dating?
Well, let me ask you this, because you said something very important at the start of that answer, where you said that sometimes a man can ask himself, am I really ready to somewhat show up as a husband? Like, do I have what it takes to be married? Do you think there's anybody that shows up to a marriage from the psychology perspective, right? Or do you think there's anybody that shows up to a marriage that's particularly ready? Or do they kind of discover who they are in that marriage when it comes to oneness with someone else?
Well, both. It's so there's a cheat code, right? So there's a researcher by the name of Dr. Carol Rustbelt that found that, okay, what makes marriage happy? Not just being married. Anyone can get married. And so men that come in with the mindset of mutual satisfaction. All right. Part of my job as a man is to make sure that we are both satisfied. I'm not supposed to just endure this happy wife, happy life. Right. And at the same time, this this is not just about my wife serving me. This is where the church gets in trouble. Right. Yeah. We both have to have a mindset. Are we happy in this marriage together? Just like a restaurant, just like a business, service based business. They're doing an evaluation each time. How can we make you happy? What can we do? All right, really quickly, I take a solo vacation for my birthday every year, right? And I said a couple's resort, right? That's the rule, right? Like, you eating by yourself? I'm like, yes, that explains my birthday. I've been so many times, you know. But basically, when I go on this trip, I'm able, you know, able to relax, able to chill, able to decompress, all right?